I skipped history class and I don't do all my math homework. But I lied to my mom so she wouldn't know.
Sounds like you're on your way to creating quite a mess. Time to clean it up. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining me today. As always, I'm Zach. Have you ever played with dominoes? You know, you stand them up next to each other in a long line, and then you knock the first one over, and the rest come tumbling down too. It's a lot of fun, but it can be a huge mess to clean up too. Lies are a lot like that. You know, once you lie, you have to tell another lie to cover it up, and another one to cover that one up, and another one, and so on and so on. Before you know it, it's a mess of lies, and that can really hurt people. So, what's the Bible say about lies? Well, Colossians 3:9 says, "Do not lie to one another." Our story today is called Domino Effect. Dominoes wound their way through a large room in the basement. "Wow, you have quite a domino network here," said Amelia's mother as she came down the stairs. She carefully picked her way to where Amelia was and dropped to the floor beside her. "How did your speech go? The one you did with Ellen in history class?" "Fine," said Amelia. "I did really well." "And how about math?" Mom asked. "You said you've been doing your homework every night. Is that going better now?"
"It's going great, Mom."
Irritated, Amelia frowned. "Why all the questions?" As she spoke, her cat Fluffy ran down the stairs. Before Amelia could grab her, the cat bumped a domino. One after another, they all fell. Amelia watched as her domino design collapsed all the way through the room. Then she glared at Fluffy. Mom cocked her head thoughtfully. "Interesting how when one domino is tipped, it bumps the next one, isn't it, Amelia? They all affect one another, and before you can stop them, they all fall. Lies are like that. Very often one lie leads to another, and each lie affects not only the liar, but often someone else too. That's why the Bible says lying shouldn't be part of a Christian's life." Amelia sighed as she looked at the dominoes. "I hope it's easier to fix lies than domino networks." "Do you have lies that need fixing?" asked Mom.
Yeah, I do," Amelia said. "I didn't do my math homework, Mom. I'm having trouble with algebra. And speaking in front of people makes my stomach hurt, so I didn't give my speech. I skipped class, and Ellen is really mad at me. I guess I kind of knocked down some dominoes, huh?"
"Yes, you did," Mom said. "Your math teacher said she'd help you after school tomorrow, and your history teacher said you and Ellen can give the speech on Friday." Amelia's mouth fell open. "You knew?" Mom laughed. "I do have a phone. Clean up the mess down here, then come upstairs. You have more work to do, sweetie. You can start by calling Ellen to apologize."
"Okay, thanks, Mom," said Amelia. "I'll be there in a minute."
So what about you? Can you think of a lie that you've told? There are always consequences for what you do, but when you lie about it, you just create a bigger mess. If you're a Christian, God says to take off your old self so you can live the new life Jesus has given you. And lying is included in the list of things to get rid of. When you make a mistake and do something wrong, be honest and apologize, and ask Jesus to forgive you too. Our key verse once again,
Colossians 3:9. Do not lie to one another.
And our key thought for today, tell the truth. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org, then click shop. Jump into His Word today with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.